I'm Jill Pankhost. I'm Vice President and Managing Partner with The Breakthrough Coach. Welcome to How to Work Less, Produce More, and Still Get the Job Done in a Sensible School Week. Now, for those of you who don't know, The Breakthrough Coach is a management consulting firm. We work strictly in education with instructional leaders. The commitment of the firm is to produce a breakthrough in the results of public schools by transforming the role of the public school leader and the public school secretary. Now, we've been doing this work for over 10 years now, and since that time, we've worked all over the place, right? So we've worked internationally. We've worked in Australia, New Zealand, Scotland, England, Canada. We've worked in huge suburban school districts here in California, where we got our start. We've worked in small rural school districts all over the country. So we've worked in the panhandle of Texas and upstate Minnesota and out in the San Joaquin Valley. We've worked in very urban school districts. So we've worked in New York City in all five boroughs of New York City. We've worked with charter schools, private schools, parochial schools, you name it. And what the evidence shows, both our own and from that of independent sources, is that when our management methodology is practiced and implemented regularly, it has a track record of reducing most administrators' workloads by about 15 to 20 hours a week, while increasing their time in classrooms by about 500% or more, and then showing a corresponding rise in student achievement scores in about 2 years' time or less. Our clients are really cream of the crop administrators at all levels. So we work with principals at elementary and secondary. We work with district office supervisors and administrators. We work with people at all levels of cabinets, superintendents, their boards, and assistant superintendents. But the common denominator amongst all of these folks is that they're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. They're working nights. They're working weekends. They're under pressure to raise test scores, but they're not getting into their classrooms like they need to. They're not developing their teachers like they want to. Many of them are headed towards burnout. And the districts know that they're at risk of losing some of their best and their brightest people. So what we do is we teach school administrators how to design and implement management practice in the front office that frees the school administrator up from the work of the front office, the bureaucratic work of the front office, the technical work of the front office, what we call the administrivia of the front office, and gets a solid percentage of their time each week out in classrooms or out at sites where they can really impact curriculum and instruction. So I want to know, how many different groups do we have in the room today? If you are a principal, please raise your hand. Building site principal, please raise your hand. Okay. Good, that's a vast majority of you. If you are somebody who works at the district office in a supervisor, coordinator, kind of capacity like that, if some other title I haven't mentioned there, please raise your hand, okay? Any assistant superintendents in the room? Or any superintendents in the room? Any assistant principals in the room? Okay. Assistant principals, I'd like to point out that this is a developmental conversation for you. This is not necessarily about the job you're in right now, but about where you're headed. So this is what the job of school administrator looks like when it's done well. How many of you have been in your position now? This is you're coming to the end of your first year. You're about to go into your first year. Please raise your hand. Okay. 1 to 3 years. 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 or more years. Okay, pretty evenly distributed there. And then how many of you, if you count nights, if you count weekends, are working, would say you're working a 60 to 70 hour work week? Raise your hand. 50 to 60 hours. 40 to 50 hours. Anybody at like a 40-hour work week and you're actually willing to admit it to your body of your peers here? Anybody? Okay. Yeah. Is anybody working 70 or more hours a week when you look at all of it, nights, weekends? Okay. How many of you would be interested in a 40-hour work week? Please raise your hand. How many of you would be interested in spending 30% of your time in classrooms or out at sites where you can really be where the work is happening and watch the work while it's happening. Good. How many of you would be interested in reducing the piles of paper, right, that are stacking up all over your office, growing, and you just can't get control over it? Yeah. And how many of you would be interested in spending significantly more time with your friends, your family, your loved ones, doing the things you enjoy doing, participating in your hobbies, having a life outside? We call that having a life outside of work. How many of you would be interested in that? So why is this important? What attracts administrators to our work? By your own accounts and by our observations of you, public school administrators as a profession are in abysmal shape. Many of you are burnt out, you're disillusioned, you're overwhelmed, you're frustrated. In fact, your job appears so unattractive to onlookers, so undoable to people watching you, that nobody wants it. In fact, the way things are going, we are headed for a cataclysmic breakdown in public education simply due to a lack of leadership, simply due to the fact that nobody wants to step up to the plate and lead. So, for those of you who are here to work less, produce more, and still get the job done in a sensible school week, what I'm up to today is to reveal to you a new model for performing your work that has the job be doable, productive, and satisfying for you, that has you be able to produce results and have a life and have a health and have your family. And then we want you to go back and model this way of working for others in your schools and in your organizations so that being a school administrator once again looks attractive to people. And people will want to do it. Education is really the only industry we have left where the higher up you go, the harder the work gets. In every other industry, the higher up you go, the easier the work gets, which is why people in other industries are clamoring to move up, but not so in education, right? Your teachers look at you guys and they say what? Yeah, you couldn't pay me enough to do that job. So what we're about to engage in for the next 90 minutes or so is not only vitally important to you, but we say it's vitally important for the future of education, and we take this program very seriously. Now, I'm going to give you a taste of what's possible here today. I am not going to cover the whole enchilada in 90 minutes. The whole enchilada would be very difficult to digest in 90 minutes. It's more like an appetizer here. But I promise to give you enough fundamental material so that when you leave this conference here today and you go back to your buildings tomorrow or the next day, you have enough fundamental things that you can start doing right away, that if you start them right away, I promise you next Monday will be different. This session is structured differently than most breakout sessions, conference sessions you probably typically attend at a conference, in that I am not going to start out with a whole lot of how-tos. So for those of you who are looking to, you know, dive into the deep end of the ocean right away, we're not going there first. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out by describing a whole new context in which to consider your job as school administrator. And then once you've marinated in this new context for a good 30, 45 minutes, I'm going to give you a whole series of how-tos, those fundamental practices you can go back and do right away. But without the context, the how-tos make no sense. So first course, context, second course, how-tos. All good with that? Okay. Now, again, the name of this program is how to work less, produce more, and still get the job done in a sensible school week. What we're going to be talking about today is how to produce a breakthrough in your time, your results, and your satisfaction. That is how to work less, less hard, less effort, less hours, while increasing performance results in your schools and in your districts. And then increasing your personal satisfaction in the matter as well, because it's not okay with us for you to have great results and be miserable. You need to be satisfied in the matter as well. Now, what do I mean by a breakthrough? if you refer to the diagram up on the screen and in your handouts. In most organizations, schools included, results tend to be moving upward anywhere at a rate of about 5 to 15%. That's what we call the drift of an organization. And then something happens, and you get this non-linear, non-incremental shot upward in results, like the part depicted there in the circle. That's the phenomenon we're talking about. We define a breakthrough as a significant increase in results in a relatively short period of time that doesn't drift backwards over time. It sustains itself at the new level after the intervention. You can produce a breakthrough in anything you can measure. And when an organization's focus is on producing breakthroughs, it's not uncommon to see 100, 200, 300, 400% improvement in any variable that you're measuring in a year's time or less. But you can imagine what it takes to produce this is significantly different than what it takes to produce the drift. So let's examine what's required to produce a breakthrough. The first shift that's required in order to produce a breakthrough is a shift or change in action. Results are a derivative of action. Nothing changes or happens in the world till somebody takes action. And producing breakthrough results requires taking dramatically different actions than you've taken in the past. Now, the second thing that needs to shift is a shift in perspective. When a person's perspective shifts, when how they see the world suddenly changes, they very naturally see different actions to take, often the ones that are going to cause breakthroughs. So here I have a question for you. If I look through a microscope at a biological slide, and a biologist with 20 years' experience looks through the same microscope at the same slide, my question for you is, do we see the same thing? This means yes, this is no. What I'm seeing is, Any people think we see the same thing? Raise your hand. How many people think we see something different? Okay, the answer is you're both right. Right, we see the same thing. It's not like the biologist's eyes work any differently than mine. But do we see the same thing? No, I see, you know, squiggly lines against a blue backdrop, and the biologist, you know, sees the earliest forms of life on the planet. The point being is the way you see the world has you take the actions that you take that give you your results. If you want to shift your results in a big way, if you're here to cause a breakthrough for yourself, you got to start by shifting how you see the world. And in your case, we need to start with how the school administrator views their job. Now, I want to forewarn you. When how you see the world starts to alter, it can shake you up a bit. It can rattle your cage. It can be uncomfortable. Producing breakthroughs isn't comfortable. If it was, everybody would be doing it all the time. So, as we go along here, if you feel yourself like tightening up, in either posture or in mind, if you feel yourself like hunkering down and going into the fetal position, I would just encourage you to kind of sit up, open up your body, take a breath, just breathe, stay open. Because where we're going is not going to fit with what you think you know about being a school administrator. Now, here's the good news. I am not your boss. You don't have to do anything I suggest. You can leave here with everything you came in with. But for those of you who are really here to cause a breakthrough for yourself in your time, your results, and your satisfaction, you will be very satisfied with how this whole gig ends.